It's 20 degrees and cloudy. I'm April Lawrence with 91X News. Across the country, volunteers are running as part of the Terry Fox Run. Loyalist college students and faculty chose a more relaxed route, walking a lap around campus to show their support. Despite a low turnout, volunteers were eager to show their solidarity for victims of cancer. Loyalist athlete Glenn Martin says he's walking for a friend.
I'm doing the run to support the varsity, all the varsity athletes and Loyalist College, as well as my best friend's mother, Rhonda Coyne, who's had brain cancer for the past 3 years. She's been a big part of my life, and you know, I'm here to support her. So.
The city of Belleville did not have an official Terry Fox run this year. One of the three horses that were taken in by the Quincy Humane Society has been adopted. The other two remain in the care of a foster mom on a family farm in Tyendinaga. Taylor Rankema has the story.
The Quincy Humane Society has dozens of dogs, even more cats, and the odd guinea pig or rabbit. They just don't have room for three horses that were put in their care after their owner died. The two colts and a filly were put up for adoption after a friend of the former owner contacted Jenny Duffy. She's the manager of the Humane Society. Duffy says the horses are doing much better than when they were first taken in.
They've already gained weight. The ringworm is gone. It's been treated. The filly is going in for hernia surgery this week. She did colic once, and it was because of the hernia. But the foster mom, his experience, was able to save her.
One of the colts has been spoken for. Duffy says there are some requirements that potential owners must meet before an adoption can be finalized.
They definitely need some kind of a shelter, not necessarily a barn, but a field with shelter. Hay is a big thing right now because there's such a shortage of hay. The person would have to prove that they can supply hay for the rest of the winter. And just a loving home.
The colt's adoption is expected to be finalized this week. The other two horses will remain on the family farm until a new home can be found. Taylor Rankema, 91X News, Belleville.
Prime Minister Stephen Harper is handling criticism of his government's handling of the largest beef recall in Canadian history. NDP leader Tom Mulcair in the House of Commons today questioned why the Agriculture Minister isn't getting information and recall notices out to stores and consumers faster.
Two small grocery store chains in BC publicly acknowledged that they had stocked recalled beef. These were good, honest business owners who wanted to protect their customers. The problem? The Minister of Agriculture still hasn't put those same retailers on the list of stores that carried tainted beef from XL Foods.
The boss of the Canadian Food Inspection Agency said there were delays in getting information on tainted meat from an Alberta packing plant. Agency President George DuPont says Canadian inspectors asked for information from XL Foods in Brooks 2 days after E. coli was found by their American counterparts last month. Justin Trudeau, candidate for the federal Liberal leadership, told Albertans he wouldn't use the wealth of the West to gain votes elsewhere. At his first campaign stop in Calgary, Trudeau said it is wrong to divide Canadians over natural resources. He said that work must be done to lessen the effects on the environment rather than shut down projects completely. Trudeau is scheduled to speak at a hotel in Richmond, BC later in the day about the Liberal Party's future. Finance Minister Jim Flaherty said he's concerned that a soaring number of Canadians are border hopping to catch cheaper flights. Flaherty says the federal transport minister has been working with the airlines and airport authorities to see what can be done to change that.
Minister Lebel has been working on a consultation project with the airlines, with the airport authorities in Canada, who are very important on this issue, to try to see what we can accomplish.
A new report from the Conference Board of Canada says about 5 million Canadians now cross the U.S. border by land every year to fly out of American airports. It says higher airfares and fees and taxes in Canada, as well as differences in wages, aircraft prices, and industry productivity, makes it 30% cheaper to fly out of the U.S. In international news, there is unrest in Iran because of the country's falling currency. Lara Satrakian from ABC News has the story.
Protesters and riot police clashed in the streets of Tehran on Wednesday in confrontations over Iran's faltering currency, the rial. Reuters reports that exchange dealers and demonstrators were dispersed with tear gas. The AFP says police ordered shops in the money-changing district to close. The rial has tumbled 30% in value over the past week, a sign of strain in Iran's economy from U.S.-led sanctions over its nuclear program. Lara Satrakian, ABC News.
The Prime Minister of Turkey said that Turkish artillery has fired on Syrian targets after deadly shelling from the Syrian side hit a Turkish border town. A Turkish ruling party official said five people died in the shelling. The shelling, believed to be from Syrian government forces, that hit the Turkish village of Akikle. The statement said the artillery fired on points in Syria that were detected with radar in line with the rules of engagement. A coalition general in Afghanistan said troops are becoming safer from insider attacks.
The attacks continue, including one over the weekend, which officials were initially unsure how to characterize. Still, British Lieutenant General Adrian Bradshaw, the coalition's number two commander, says the environment's getting safer, noting changes in the system for identifying threats and questioning people who might be involved in attacks.
We are improving procedures. And in this way, we are driving the risk down for our troops.
Insider attacks have killed more than 50 Americans this year. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
That's 91X News. Sam Norman has sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Sam Norman with 91X Sports. No meetings today between the NHL and NHL Players Association. Talks between the two sides broke down yesterday. This has increased speculation. Regular season games could be lost, with the season slated to begin October 11th. It's the final day of Major League Baseball's regular season, with two divisions still undecided. The New York Yankees have a one-game lead over Baltimore atop the AL East, while the Oakland A's and Texas Rangers are tied for first in the AL West. New York faces Boston tonight, and Baltimore takes on Tampa Bay, while the Rangers and the A's meet in Oakland. The Toronto Blue Jays can end a miserable season on a positive note tonight. Toronto will look to complete a three-game sweep of the Minnesota Twins at Rogers Center. Brandon Morrow takes the ball for the Blue Jays. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers are preparing to face the Montreal Alouettes on Monday, unsure who will start as quarterback. Incumbent Buck Pierce has a mild concussion and hasn't yet been cleared to play. If Pierce can't go, Joey Elliott will take the snaps. A big blow to the New York Jets. Receiver Santonio Holmes will require season-ending foot surgery. The news comes just over a week after star quarterback Darrell Revis was likely lost for the rest of the year with a torn ligament in his left knee. Christine Sinclair will have her FIFA disciplinary hearing Friday. The Canadian soccer player is in hot water for critical comments she made about the referee following the Canadian team's 4-3 semifinal loss to the U.S. at the London Olympics. Sinclair had three goals in the game and afterwards was quoted as saying the team felt cheated. With Buck Pierce's status still uncertain, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are preparing a game plan without knowing who their starting pivot will be on Monday in Montreal. Pierce has a mild concussion and could not be cleared to play. If he doesn't, Joey Elliott will take the snaps, and both men were on the field for practice on Wednesday. Offensive coordinator Gary Croton says he's preparing game plans for both, but he's hoping Pierce is ready to play. Pierce has said he feels fine, but he has yet to pass the test before he's allowed to return. He was injured by a helmet to the chin in Saturday's 29-10 loss to the Toronto Argonauts. Linebacker J.C. Sherritt will miss the Edmonton Eskimos' upcoming game against the Hamilton Tiger Cats due to a knee injury, the CFL club announced Wednesday. Sherritt suffered the injury in Edmonton's 39-15 loss to the Calgary Stampeders last weekend. Rookie Simone Lawrence will get the start when the Eskimos host Hamilton on Friday night. On Wednesday, Sherritt captured his third straight Defensive Player of the Month award. He leads the CFL with 104 tackles and is on pace to break the CFL season record of 129 set by Calvin Tiggle of the Toronto Argonauts in 1994. Lawrence has appeared in 10 games this season, registering 8 defensive tackles, 8 special teams tackles, and a fumble recovery. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's April Lawrence with 91x Weather.
91X weather, mainly cloudy today with a 40% chance of showers this afternoon, the high 21. Cloudy tonight with a 40% chance of showers late this evening and after midnight, the low 14. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers in the afternoon, the high of 21. Friday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, the high 18. It's 20 degrees. I'm April Lawrence with Sam Norman, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News next at 6:00.